I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. We're going to hear now about what happened to a BBC team of journalists who traveled to Qatar. They went at the invitation of the Qatari government to report on living conditions for the thousands of migrant workers there, the ones building the hotels and soccer stadiums for Qatar's 2022 World Cup. The reporting trip didn't go as planned, though. My BBC colleague Mark Lobel is back in London after a harrowing experience in Qatar. Mark, things went kind of wrong. What happened?
That's right, Carol. The Prime Minister's office invited us in to see special accommodation for workers that actually work on the World Cup stadiums themselves. And these are fantastic complexes with villas and lovely swimming pools and three-to-a-room accommodation. What we wanted to do is also have a look for ourselves at where the majority of the migrant workers were based. And so we followed some at their invitation and were able to also get a sense of scale of the challenge that the government is facing.
But of course, you were rudely interrupted by Qatari authorities. What happened?
Well, we were just driving along a quiet road just out of the center of Doha. And then all of a sudden, eight cars drove us off the road. And we were frisked at the side of the road by intelligence officers. We were then questioned separately about who we were, why we were there, and what we were doing. They kept repeating the questions. They kept not answering our questions as to why we had been taken. And then about an hour in, they showed me a dossier of photos that they had collected of all of us since I'd arrived. It was clear from the photos that they had been trailing us. We spent two nights in prison. The second day we were handcuffed and taken to the prosecutor's office and interrogated further there. And then strangely, on the third day at about 5 a.m., we were let out of prison. Just as suddenly as we had been arrested, we were released and allowed to go on to the second day of this official tour, even though they hadn't yet returned our camera or footage, which they still have.
When I read about this, you mentioned that some guard said something to you like, this isn't Disneyland. What did he mean by that?
One of the prosecutors, when we'd wrapped up, turned to us because we'd got the impression that we were going to be leaving prison that night and said to us, look, this isn't Disneyland. It was as if his mask slipped. He was implying that we can't just come around and gawp at his country, as if touring the housing and labour conditions was a form of entertainment for us. And then he taunted us with another 4 days in prison. I think they were really trying to teach us a lesson. That's the impression I got, for disrespecting Qatar, as one prosecutor put it during one of our interrogations. And I think they wanted to give us the impression that that kind of independent journalism wasn't allowed in Qatar.
It sort of seems like the exact opposite kind of attention Qatar wants is now what it's getting. What's the takeaway for you? Are you planning on going back to Qatar to report anytime soon?
Well, judging by their reaction today, they came out on the attack against us again, which was surprising. We were hoping for an apology and that we'd at least get my phone and the rest of our kit back. But I don't think that they'll be welcoming me in anytime soon. Before I went, there was a sense that there might be a media crackdown on the way, that they might be treating this fair and balanced journalism as a breach of national security. What we found from our trip is the fact that we were dealt with by security services, not just policemen, may mean that that media crackdown has begun. And I just think, as you're approaching a World Cup, that is probably a very bad idea.
The BBC's Mark Lobel, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.